All right, Mr. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's Clerk Commissioners Fiscal Year 2026 Tentative Budget Workshop. So this is kind of a continuation on from yesterday. There were a couple changes and some questions posed to the clerk, and so take it away.
All right, let me move. So the changes have been reflected into this updated workbook. I want to show that the total, because the workbook updates in real time, I need to find the workbook that was shared yesterday. I just want to let you know what the net impact of all the moving pieces were. So on this, the total budget fully loaded was 162,606,000, and that does include MILBA, Gopher, and pest control. And we do need to talk about that a little bit later too, because the budgets need to be set distinctly for those two. And I just carried over the same levied amount, but we should actually, on the record, discuss that, because okay, those are separate L2s that have to be filled out. And then 162,600, and now we're sitting at 162,500 or 486. So that's the net difference of rolling out the dental savings, but then we had to roll the generator back in. So the total savings is just that net difference of those two moving pieces. So
okay.
The proposal here, because yesterday it was requested, what would it look like without the 3% foregone being used? So the levied amount, that max is 63,191,048. That's 3% new construction, 1% foregone. And I've also rolled the judgment funds into that total amount of the 63,191. So that amount is lower because that's not including the 3%. So in reevaluating how those money should be levied across all the funds, some of these numbers have had to change to reflect that. And so in order to keep the balancing act a little more secure, I actually added a little bit more into justice. They were sitting, their projected fund balance was pretty lean at an average of 20.27%. And that this keeps them at 20% and above. And then when you look at current expense, I took $1 million off. It was 11,197,249. This is proposing 10,197. So the biggest offset was on current expense. Go to left or right.
Right.
Right. So current expense with $1 million less shows it hovering between 23% and 32%. I'm rounding. Fund balance depending on the peak and the valley in the year with an average of 27. Now that cash flows you, there's not a lot of relief there. I mean, it gets you through current expense with the $1 million less levied. But we also had to reduce some other areas. So I just want to put on the record where there was some other reductions in the levied amount. Current expense was one. Reappraisal came down a little bit. That was reappraisal was at, oh, so reappraisal was at, where's my mouse? Oh, there we go. Sorry, this is small. Reappraisal was at 4.7 million and yesterday, and then it is 4050. So that was, there was a reduction in reappraisal. District court was, I know it's a weird number, 8021881, and that's at 7850. So there's some reduction there in what was levied because of that. The other one is county fair. So just so you know, county fair was 800,000 yesterday. It's 700,000 in this levied amount. Their fund balance is really healthy, so when you look to the right, but that would be another philosophical conversation. I don't know if their fund balance was to accrue with the goal of some sort of big capital purchase. If not, their fund balance can handle, you know, this lower levy rate. Tort claim came down modestly. Tort claim yesterday was 2025, and that was still showing some cash forward balance. The 2 million, because your budget is actually, you know, the budget is 2192, and you're levying 2 million. So that could be potential cause for panic that you're going to have to show 192,000 cash forward fund balance. But the fund balance in tort currently is sitting at in the low 1.6 mil. It's projected to be kind of in the valley, the peak at around 2.5 million. So your fund balance is pretty much what your entire annual budget is. And you did budget in tort, I want to say 200,000 under miscellaneous, which is a potential use. So you just need to know that the cash forward that you're showing is basically covering. That's not really necessarily an anticipated fixed hard cost. It's a fairly predictable usage to some extent, but it's really a placeholder for your discretion. But you would have to go 1 year with the potential of using some of that fund balance if you're using that miscellaneous. Again, next year after you do Pond Lane, if you're spending 7.5 mil is what's built in here for Pond Lane, and 2.1 is the net difference across the street. So theoretically, you're getting 9 point something million plus the emergency comms one time. I'm not referring to emergency comms as much because that's in its own dedicated fund, which has restrictive uses. But it's important to know that the other one-time uses that are hitting Justice Fund, what's levied into Justice Fund next year should come down and refill some of the other buckets, all right, stabilize a little bit, knowing that there's still another Pond Lane remaining for FY27, but there will be some relief. So let's see. The other one was, I already called out Justice. So I actually moved Justice a little bit up to try to show, to try to keep the average fund balances somewhat similar, but current expense would be at 27. Reappraisal, district court are all sitting around that 24. And then Justice sitting at 20.27. So you can see we're all kind of in the same boat, but strategically keeping current expense a little bit better as far as the major funds, which is current expense, Justice, district court, reappraisal. Those are your big four that are covering the operational load in the county. So
that's true.
Covers, yes.
Why would you put the $1 million extra into Justice if Justice cannot help current expense, but current expense can help Justice if the stuff hit the fan?
Yeah, so I think I added, what was it, 200 and... Let me pull this.
I thought I heard you say a million. But...
No, so it was 34,200,000 yesterday, so... So it was 34.2. I added $52,000 more to Justice over yesterday. So it was an increase.
Did you take $1 million out of current expense then? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the 3% foregone is a big chunk. So that was 1.8 something million dollars. So you're deciding to not levy $1.8 million. So we had to pull $1.8 out of how we were levying across those funds. So
should we not then take it out of Justice and leave it in current expense?
Yeah, I mean, you can swing things to... The concern I have about Justice, depending on the timing of the capital, and you have a better grasp on when that might happen, but if that capital were to go out, not be as phased, again, depending on it, I'm just trying to make sure that there's cash flow under Justice So their budget's showing. I need to click on that to make it bigger. Let's see. No, a lot of their budget is inflated because of the. That's not right. Oh, payroll budget is, yeah, that's why the pay, the, so total expenses for justice is 53 mil in their budget. Now that's loaded with a lot of this one-time capital. But their fund balance here at a low point is about $11 million. And then you get another, their high fund balance would be around 15 million, right? Depending on the timing within the year. It really depends on the phasing of the capital expenses. Like if a lot of it occurred before June, for example, because of how much of the budget is, like they would be spending a lot more of their budget, right? They would be burning it because that capital, depending on the timing, I just wanted to make sure that there's enough cash flow to cover payroll and everything else, like just within the fund. And I'm not worried, current expense could handle this. So I think what you would have next year is a rebound where you're levying a lot more back in the current expense next year. But you could do that a little, you can shift this. I mean, the budget, the expenditure budgets are set. It's just really, this is your philosophy on how much you want to levy based on how the fund balances are going to, you know, burn down. But either way you look at it, justice next year will not be levying as much because you're going to have to levy more into district court, current expense, reappraisal, and kind of get everything back balanced because they are projected to burn. When you look at the projected so this column U is the projected revenue expense based on a utilization rate. So current expense would potentially burn $9 million in this next year out of their fund balance. Okay. Reappraisal in district court would also burn some money. And so the whole point on if you're going to live really lean on the fund balances is you really need to try to stabilize next year. And I would say right now, the way the budget now stands, like there would still be some slight potential burn on fund balance next year. So that's the concern I have. So if you don't use the 3% foregone, which you might get through this year and then realize for next year, depending on how sales tax does, depending on what new construction amount might be, those are like to be determined amounts for next year's budget, you might find yourself in a situation where you're having, even though that's a one-time capture, but if you do it 1 year instead of 2 years, because you'd be burning three and three, you'd leave hardly anything left in foregone. I think you could get through this year to cash flow through the year, but you really need to carefully look at next year. I anticipate next year would be very, very tight with still an anticipation of some potential slight burn. As far as trying to stabilize the budget. So, but you can move $1 million back to current expense and out of justice, but you're just going to see, right, the fund balance amounts fluctuate a little bit more, but it's just, I just don't know the timing on that 7.5. Here's the other thing is the 2.1 that's booked for the net difference across the street, you might find out you don't need all two, let's say only one because the contingency is not used. Then justice will benefit from that relief, and that rolls into their fund balance in the following year. So I think again, it's just the balancing act that would need to be done again next year. If they get to benefit from that million carry forward and some other things, then you're going to levy so much for their fund balance next year based on trying to project how everything cash flows. But what's interesting here is actually justice fund. Their burn, let's see, what column are they? They would only be burning, I say only, but $2 million in this scenario, and that's with a 97% spend rate. So you might find that justice is doing just fine, and maybe it's like, oh, we should have levied more on our current expense, maybe to your point. I think you can swing $1 million back the other direction You could either do it on the levied amount or even on the sales tax. That's another lever where how you distribute that money. If you feel more comfortable levying, you know, swinging a million over, I don't think that's not going to upend the cash flow for your budgets next year.
Okay. Thanks.
So on, while I have this open, I want to speak briefly to Melba Gopher. I think that's pretty straightforward. What's in here is to levy $12,000 for them. You could levy more for them, but their budget, that's just a pass-through, right? We collect and just pass through to them. It's not like, and I'm not aware of them wanting more money, so I just don't want to be presumptive and just put on the record that, just so there's eyes wide open, like $12,000 is built in their levy. Their potential max levy based on the L2 is $12,706. I can fact check that, but that was what I came up with in reviewing the L2 earlier. So you would be levying $706 less than what could be levied. So you would need to give guidance and we would draft, do you want to reserve into foregone, you know, the amount that you're choosing not to levy based on the max. And the same applies to the pest control. That 289, 309 is the levy. That's the same as last year. Their budget did go up this year under pest control. Their budget went up by about around $50,000, I want to say. Most of that's in the B budget, but their A budget did have some of that increase, which is an ongoing increase under pest control. So the question is, their fund balance is really healthy. So if you look at fund pest control, their total revenue budget, because they also get some of the sales tax, $340,000 in their revenue. Their total budget is $369,000. So there's a $29,000 deficit if they fully expend their budget. If they spent 90% of their budget, which is kind of the average of their historical, then they would actually, you know, spend that, and they would, instead of burning $29,000, they would be adding about $7,600 to their fund balance. And their fund balance amounts right now, as of May, it was $543,000. The June fund balance reports was $610,000. So their fund balance is higher than their annual budget. So you can just be like, just levy what the same amount is, don't increase the levy. But I don't know if the A budget, structurally, they're booked at a deficit that might just be growing. So that's more a question. Do you want to levy an extra, I mean, we're talking, what, $13,000 or something like that? Or $14,000. If you don't want to levy that $14,182, then you need to give guidance on whether you want to reserve that in a foregone capacity on their behalf. So some guidance on those two things, which don't need to take a long time.
Reserve foregone. No on the levy increase, but yes on the reserve.
Right. I want to know what I'm going to spend it on if I wanted it on the levy, and I don't have that specific. But I see what some of their requests are looking long term, and we better request the foregone amount be filed.
Okay.
Are we okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that good? I'm going to look into the gallery, Steve. Do we have what we need on that? So we'll just need to logistically draft that accordingly, and because those L2s are separate L2s. So,
correct.
Yeah. Okay, I think that completes all the moving, and this captures, just on the record, the Delta or the dental. Just want this to be clear. So unlike health insurance, the county's contribution per employee is the same no matter what coverage they elect, okay? Whereas the county's contribution for dental varies on behalf of the employee based on the plan. So the county funds for someone, let's say on the family plan, okay, on behalf of that employee and what gets transferred. Okay, what gets budgeted though, just want to be clear, the county has historically, at least it was budgeting $83 a month.
We were budgeting that and contributing that.
Okay, we're budgeting and contributing 83 a month, which when you multiply it by all the participants, ends up netting to what the specialized contribution should be for based on all the classes. So based on the guidance as requested from the health trust with the employee contribution and what those offset savings were, we reduced from $83 to $60, okay? So it's a $23 an employee monthly savings, which is reflected in here. And that netted to,
It was about a
240 decrease, which is about the amount. So what I did was I tried to take the differential that was shown as the savings part, and then divide that by the number of participants and came up with that $23 monthly. So the $60 reduction is now showing that $240,000 savings, but then we added $120 into the generator. So that's why the net savings is only the one, you know, the low 100s. So anything else? I think that covers everything. We got our guidance on Melba, Pest. If you want to move any of these levied amounts, that's fine. You could also do it up till, well, when we publish the budget, the tentative budget, I think are we pretty fixed on how we're advertising the amount that we're levied? I think we should probably on Friday, what we choose to publish is we stick with. Not move it, but I mean, I'm open to moving things around. So the other thought was, if sales tax beats the budgeted revenue of $19,050,000, I would say rather than distribute that based on the proportionate share that we'll probably do for the first three quarters, is that there's a journal entry on the fourth quarter that once you fill everybody else's bucket, if that makes sense, that any surplus goes into current expense.
Agreed.
So if that's on the record, then I think current expense will get to be the beneficiary of any sales tax revenue that exceeds the budgeted amount. So that there's a little bit of relief in a surplus relationship on sales tax.
So I have an opinion on, I transfer back $1 million back into general and of justice because of the 7.5 for the construction. It appears that we're going to be starting later than we had tentatively planned in some of our concepts, and so it's highly likely that we'll never get the 7.5 spent during the fiscal year. So it's much better to have it available in general than it would be to have it stuck in justice.
I agree.
Yep, I'll support that.
So let's do that, Clerk. Looks like we have consensus.
Okay.
If we were going to go through that quite easily in a construction project, I would be not as apt to do this, but looks like we'll be getting a late start.
Okay.
Anything else that, yes, Chief?
So, Mr. Chair, I do have some items. And I was going to bring up yesterday, but in lack of time, I was going to bring them up today, if that's okay.
Okay.
Bring my notes here. So I did a kind of a last pass through the budget, all the numbers, and I appreciate all the thoroughness of the clerks. Everything looks good, all the cleanup items that we need to put on the record, we did. There's one more cleanup item I would like to mention, is working with the HR director with the compensation that the board approved in the upcoming FY26, or at least to put in the tentative, that the cutoff date is August 1st. So you have to be employed on or before August 1st to make you available for that one-time payment that's going to come out in February. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
And that's standard to what we've done historically on other things.
We've used that date in previous years, so there is a precedent for that date.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that clarification. Generators in there. Torch is good to cover the 12% for the premium increases, so that's good. The HSA match, that was clarified. But there's a few items I'd like to talk about for consideration for the board. is I reviewed the FY25 objectives, and that's the public safety, elections, and then eliminating new positions in the next two budgets coming forward. I was working with Director Tolman in his request that's in the suggested and almost in the tentative at this point, is he has two new positions out there. And that's the total of $165,000. That's with benefits, and that's two mechanics. That's for upfitting for outside municipalities. There's some revenues. And talking to the director is we'd like to cut that back, or at least present that we remove one of those new requests. And because in the FY26 suggested, there's three positions as far as new that are being considered. There's two in fleet and then one in the district court for the TCA's office, which I'll talk about in a minute. But I would like to recommend in the fleet current expense, we take that $165,000 and reduce it by $82,500.
Chairman?
Yes.
And that will make that cost neutral, which will be commensurate with our commitment to keep the hiring flat from last year. So this should pay for itself, just one.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I did the numbers. In FY25, the revenues approved were $230,000. Year to date, we're $191,000. FY26, we only moved up the revenues by about $60,000, which I think that'll cover at least one position because I think he's low on his revenue just slightly. It just won't cover the two. We're outfitting the poly farm that we purchased for upfitting for the ambulance and other like Caldwell. I just don't think we're going to be ready to upfit to basically provide the funding for two positions.
Okay. Chairman, I'm in favor of cutting one of those. And I need to jump back, if I could, Chairman, to the comment before regarding the August 1st. I think there needs to be clarification for employees that they have to be employed by the county at the time where the check is cut to cover the increase in medical costs. So it's a dual select. You have to be employed by August 1st, but you also have to remain employed by that date. There's, if you terminate early, voluntarily or involuntarily, it's, you're out of luck.
Yep. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, thank you for that's the intent.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I can support cutting the position based on the comments. We're not going to be ready to utilize both anyways. So,
yes.
Makes sense to cut one.
We appreciate fleet and their efficiency and all of that. So, I think that that's the logical thing to do. So did you guys get that, cut the one full-time fleet?
Can you repeat the amount, but it needs to be now?
We'll cut that one in half. That's 82,500 out of the fleet with the new reclassification.
Thank you.
And then also, since we're talking about fleet, also work with Director Tolman. He would like to reduce his 684320 line item, that's police vehicles, by $100,000. In his budget, in his forecast, and this is the benefits of consolidation of bulk buying within the fleet department, is he feels we can reduce that by $100,000 and bulk buy the 11 police units and still maintain the same amount he was projecting.
Okay.
So he just wants to be a good business partner as far as cutting that cost on current expense by $100,000.
That's a great move.
So, Sarah, did you get that line?
100K under police vehicles.
Yeah, 684320.
It's going to be 100K.
Yep. So that'll go from 920,000 to 820,000.
Okay.
Okay, and that was it for the fleet. The second thing I've got is for the TCA's budget, the district court. I have not talked to the TCA, but again, holding to the objections or objectives that we had for FY25 and the way it was presented, there is one position in there going from a part-time court assistance officer to a full-time court assistance officer due to retention and also recruitment. But if we remove that and keep it as part-time, that's basically we can remove $70,693 from that budget. So I just want to bring that up for consideration for consistency and get your thoughts on that.
other than cutting, you know, the funding, what's the reasoning for keeping it part-time?
And Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, I believe during the narrative of the workshop is they're having a hard time trying to find somebody in the part-time capacity. So they're going to move it to full-time to see if they can fill it. So if you left the funding for part-time, they'd still have to try to recruit for that part-time. If we go to full-time, that's a fully benefited position, which is a lot more cost involved. Worth the health insurance and everything involved. And specific to the district court fund.
It's my impression when they sat before us that this was not a killer. It was going to help them if we had the funds to go full-time. But they are having trouble filling that position at a part-time situation. So I think I can see the need, but it's significant cost on the county to go from part-time to full-time. And this may not be the year to be able to choose to afford to do so.
Right.
So I'm good with leaving it at part-time.
And I'll support that, Chairman.
You good with that?
Yep.
So, Mr. Chair, with that, with the positions that have been requested and everything else, that pretty much holistically on our budget for FY26, in the 10, it'll be one new position, only because revenue is covering it. Just want to make that clarity. Sarah, did you get those? So in the new and reclassified positions, I believe it's $70,693, which is the difference between part-time and full-time.
Okay. So then we need to add it back into the part-time, because I think we removed the part-time position and put the full-time in. So we need to reverse that.
Right.
Yeah, well, you need to reverse look at the notes.
So it should end up that there's only one new full-time employee.
Okay.
Yeah, so just reference the notes. It shows all the numbers in there, in that line item. But it'll be an overall reduction of that $70,693, because that was with benefit load. As far as going through the budget, trying to go through the capital projects and things are going to be needed.
Okay. Comments, questions?
Chairman, I'm sorry, Commissioner Brooks, I didn't mean to. Or I am really happy with our effort to stand by our commitment to keep the budget flat and control costs, and ask the great employees of Canyon County to do what they do really well, and that's to give and to serve with integrity. And I think this is a budget that people can be happy with and proud of.
Okay. So we feel that the clerk got all of these changes notated?
Yeah, we can refer back to the record. I will probably want to just check with the TCA, Benita, because I know some of the notes maybe stuck with what an initial inclusion was, but I know I think we zeroed out that part-time load because we were not going to do both. So once we put it in, so we'll have to refill that bucket to some extent and move off. And the net might be what Chief Rass mentioned. I don't know yet. I just want to make sure and just check with her. But it'll be clear it's doing exactly that thing. But we'll have to go back to see what that part-time load was. And we could easily pull that and just make sure we're kind of reactivating that. So,
okay.
I don't know. I mentioned yesterday, the train just went by, so it was just a reminder on there's a $30,000 intergovernmental transfer on quiet zones. In light of our difficult budget year, I'll you know, the three of you are the commissioners, but I know things are really, really tight, and I don't know how high of a priority and a deficit spend rate to try to fund critical infrastructure, that contribution to quiet the trains. But I will be quiet now, but I just heard it go by and just wanted, you know, last.
Blow your whistle.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I want to keep it in there until the last possible minute as the bargaining chip that I think is about to get thrown onto the table based upon the difficulties that we're having with the city of Caldwell and trying to do some things around here. I think it's going to get used. So,
Chairman,
if they want to play ball, we're willing to play ball, but if not, then I'm going to make a motion at some point in the future that it goes away.
That's your prerogative.
And Mr. Chair, since it's in the budget, doesn't mean you have to expend the money. But Commissioner Brooks is right. There's three efforts in the works right now that could be difficult.
Chairman.
Yes.
And I will say, too, that the board participated in a milestone ceremony with Oakland and Hummel Architects yesterday, and that train blew at least three times that I counted going by. There is some merit. It's not like it's there will be upgrades to the sidewalks. It will create a quieter place. I'm not saying I'm for or against. I'm saying the article I read said there's 70 trains that go on that track daily. So Caldwell is growing. I support what Commissioner Brooks is saying. If there's an effort to work collaboratively, that's one thing. And if there's not, that's a different consideration. But we're not at that juncture yet, so I would support Commissioner Brooks' suggestion.
So, Clerk, leave it alone at the moment.
Yes, sir. Just another reminder, the $300K is in reserve, so that was another thing affecting a little bit the current. I'm not trying to say reverse it back. So this reflects that $1 million swing. I put it back in, but the other buffer is the $300,000 contingency is under current expense. So again, that's not like a must spend deal. That's just a placeholder for emerging needs. If you don't spend that $300,000, then that rolls, you know, into the benefit of current expense. But I know this is really small, but the average fund balance here with that $1 million swing is, you know, justice. Well, where do they go? Is it right? Sorry. This is too long.
Is it not?
20.01% and
1/100 of a percent is a mile.
Yeah, and then current expense is 29.48. So, anyhow. Oh no, sorry, that's the wrong one.
Oh shoot!
There we go. Sorry, I was like, that's not right because it dropped into 18%. So,
okay.
Unless Sarah saved something that moved it again. Hold on. That was yesterday's. Okay. Should be, yeah, 18.41.
18.41.
Okay. Yeah, and 29.4 current expense. But you'll see like that swing just for cash flow. Instead of 8 million something at a valley, it's 7.9 at a valley. Again, that's just a projected spend rate. So, but it's still enough to get through. Also, I just want to put on the record when I talk about like payroll, like making sure people are paid or whatever. That's total cash flow for the whole county. Like funds are allowed to show a negative fund balance if it goes through a month and then it recovers back. And so I just don't want employees thinking like their paychecks are going to like balance or something. So I'm just using this as sort of a measure to make sure that there's stabilization in the fund balance, sort of the fund accounting through the year for cash flow purposes. So it's an accounting concern that does need to be concerned, but I'm not advising to go into negative cash fund balance, but yeah, you just gotta make sure that you have enough funds to cover the whole year.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 18.41 instead of 20.01.
Yeah.
All right. Chief, do we need to schedule any tentative workshop, do you think, between now and Friday, or do we just need to march towards Friday to have the clerk have new numbers? My concern is Tuesday, 48-hour notice, the earliest we could do anything would be late on Thursday if we figured something out this afternoon.
Mr. I feel confident through all the stuff we put in the workshop and everything's on the record. We've clarified a lot of the points. Friday really is our deadline to get this publication out for the tentative budget. I think we're good for Friday unless the clerk wants another workshop in between to validate. I feel good with it, though.
Okay. What do you think, clerk?
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we'll get to work in publishing. I did not revise these publication amounts because the expenditure budget is going to reflect some of the things that you put on the record right now. So, but that will require some manual work between now and Friday. So what we hope on Friday is to have a copy that would look similar to this, as well as a copy that would look similar to this.
Right.
The statutory deadlines.
Okay.
This is the expenditure budget for each division. We have a legal obligation to show the A and the B budget in prior years, and then this is showing revenues and cash forward balance, and then just projected fund balances within those funds. So, yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Do we have that time set for Friday?
We do.
Okay.
What time is that, Jen? Do you have it? 1:30.
1:30 on Friday. All right.
Yep.
Well, there's no other comments. I'd make a motion that we adjourn and we have our sights set on Friday at 1:30 to finish all the numbers for sure to have them prepared for publication.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So with that, let's consider ourselves adjourned until our next item. Thank you.